Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Mofford. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Herb Mofford. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Triandos and he is safe. Bowling steals second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd scores. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mofford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. One out. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. the Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Martin reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boyd bunts towards the mound. Mofford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive towards first. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hazel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is 0 for 1 in the game. Mofford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mofford moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hazel is called out on strikes. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Mofford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mofford is 0 for 2 in the game. Mofford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into left field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling strikes out. 1 out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Keene reaches second base with a double. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyd hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niemann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Jim Busby now playing center field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Ozzie Virgil. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hazel is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.